Oi, you. It's time for another episode of Dorothy and the Dealer. Let's tune into the conversation.
Speaking of trying to figure out a dancey song for this theme, but I can't think of anything. So you go with what,
yeah.
I'm
back on that whole blues thing, but the next song on the library is "Ain't No Sunshine." Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. Boom, boom, boom. Only rain when she's away.
Okay, I think it's only. I don't know my song, my lyrics.
Ain't no sunshine when she's gone, and this house just ain't no home.
The lyrics are bad.
Anytime she goes away. Such a great track.
It is a good song.
Yeah, pop it on your radio.
But obviously, not so much that I know the lyrics
of it. Put it on your wireless.
the reason I was going to go with a dance song is because our theme is hedonism today.
Right.
And I think that we use that word a lot, but we don't really we probably need to describe what we mean by hedonism before we talk about it, so that people understand what hedonism is. I'm going to leave that to you.
Okay. Okay. So,
what do you consider hedonism to be?
The best way to that I can describe hedonism is something that you do very selfishly just for yourself, right? Now, one of the difficulties, so it's just something that is just solely and only for you, that allows you to feel rich and fulfilled, allows you to get into the moment, into a state of flow. And it can be anything. It can be a game of tennis. It can be a game of golf. It can be rock climbing. It can be jumping out of a plane.
Yeah.
It can be swimming, jumping out of the sky. It can be swimming. It can be
going to a rave.
Just going to a party, finding a spot on the dance floor, just not
dancing
caring, closing your eyes and just dancing the night away. It's whatever you do that allows you to feel like you're in the moment. Now, one of the things I think I've seen over time, and I've had this done to me, was we dealing with one of my mentors. We were talking about the concept of doing, and in the concept of doing, and I was having an argument with my wife, and this situation had occurred, and I said, this seems to be something repetitive that comes up. She will do this, and then I have to come in and I have to speak to her and da 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 da. And he said to me, he said, when she's doing that, that's what she's doing. Would you agree? And I went, yeah. And he said, and she's doing it every couple of weeks or every couple of days or every couple of hours or whatever, but she's doing it in a cycle. Would you agree? And I went, yeah. And when she does that, what's happening is you're doing this. And I went, yeah. And he goes, but that's just what you're doing, Mitch. And I went, yeah. And he goes, okay, so you're doing that and you're getting the same response. But that's just when she does this, you are just doing that and you keep doing the same thing. And I said, yeah. And he goes, okay, the only way for potential to come into that scenario, he said, is you have to not do that in that moment.
I'm a bit confused.
Okay, so a person comes along and let's say they don't clean the dishes properly.
Yeah.
And you come along and you go, fuck's sake, you need to clean the dishes properly. This is how you clean the dishes.
Yeah.
And you pick up the dish and then you show them, okay. And then they go, oh, okay, I understand.
Yeah.
Next time round, they come in and they do the dishes. And when they do the dishes, they do it incorrectly in accordance with what you think. And you go, for fuck's sake, I showed you how to do the dishes. And you pick up the dish and you show them how to clean. Oh, okay, I get it. Now, the problem is that becomes the cycle of they do this and you do that.
Right. They do the dishes incorrectly in your perception and you come in and you correct them.
Yes.
Yeah. So it's
So when they're doing this behavior,
you're
doing that behavior.
Yeah.
Okay. And that's just, and you're unconsciously, you just keep doing that same behavior.
It's a reaction.
Yeah. Right. So, but if you want something different to happen, you have to stop yourself and not respond like that.
Right.
And create a space for potentially something different to happen.
Yep.
So only at that point will something different happen if you stop doing what you're doing.
Right.
So hedonism is about breaking the loop of what you're doing so something potentially different can happen in your life.
I think I get it now. Yeah, okay. You understand? So you're using hedonism as a as an example of stepping out of the repetitive nature of what you have done or what you're doing and injecting something different into that space.
Well, yes. So leaving space for something different to occur.
So, right.
And getting used to the fact that when you don't do what you're continuously doing and in that moment you make a conscious choice not to do that, then immediately something different happens. So when I saw that, I was like, that just makes a lot of sense. Because he was really just getting me to see that I'm just, this is what I'm doing. This is what I am, this is the content I'm putting into the world. These are the actions I'm putting into the world. These are the words I'm putting into the world. This is what I'm doing when that happens. And if you want something different to happen, you have to stop that loop and that behavior.
Right.
So hedonism stops the loops and the behavior of the repetitive cycles of a person's life.
Yes, I agree with that in that context. But sometimes you can do hedonistic things that are repetitive. Like you can go like when we're talking about hedonism, the way I explain or when I talk about it, I express it in the sense that hedonism is something that you can do on a daily basis, a weekly basis, a monthly basis, a quarter. Like it doesn't have to be something that is just a once-off. It doesn't necessarily have to be the break in the loop. It can be the activity itself can be hedonistic. So going for a walk every day or doing yoga every day or doing, going out for breakfast once a week or doing something that is, you can still schedule it in. Do you know what I mean? So I think I'm a little bit confused.
Okay, so what happens then is that if you, let's say you, I have a bridal path at my place.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's say every day I go for a walk on the bridal path and I take the same route every day.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm just doing the same thing. It's no longer hedonistic.
Right.
You understand? Let's say I walk in and every time my wife doesn't clean the pots properly, I do the same thing. It's no longer hedonistic.
But
so hedonism is about breaking. It's about doing things that allow something, some other potential to come in.
Yeah, but I don't know if I agree with that, Mitch, because you would go on your bike ride and your bike ride is hedonistic for you because it gets you out of your head and into flow state.
Yeah, but so if I just went to the same trail every day and I just did the same jumps every day and I just did the same gaps every day and the same berms every day, it's no longer hedonistic.
Right.
Because it's not getting it, because you it doesn't, I know it becomes familiar. Hedonism is to do things that get you out of your mind.
Right.
That push you to be able to see and put and let another potential come in.
Right.
So if I do a...
So even if it is the same activity, you've got to do it in a slightly different way so that it's not... it's not a repetitive thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's severing the repetitive actions and behaviors in your life, doing things to sever that repetitiveness.
So hedonism then is about. So, do you agree then that are we talking on the same page? Is if we're talking hedonism that we're talking about getting out of your head, getting into a flow state, and what I mean by flow state is that you're not caught in a loop. You have to be really, really present in that space.
Yeah.
Right, okay. So...
Because what does the brain want to do? It has to get... It gets you into top down. So the brain wants... If
being in a hedonistic space gets you into top down. Yeah. Instead of in the bottom up, instead of the repetitive loop. Yep, I'm okay with that.
So if you're in bottom up... And you're in a repetitive. So what does the brain want to do? If the brain goes and does this run, if I go and do a run on a bike, and the brain goes, oh, fuck, oh, my God, you get to the end, you think, Jesus, you know, that was full on. You know, there was a couple of things there that could have gone wrong. And and what does the brain want to do? It wants to take me back up to do it again so that I get into bottom-up mode with it, that I'm able to just turn up to that trail and then just do the trail. But now that's not true hedonism.
Okay. So what then can you do on a daily, monthly, weekly basis that you can we can consider as hedonism? What can people do? Because I think what happens is we've got a couple of questions here that I'm referring to, because the reason we're talking hedonism is to, well, one of the biggest reasons I bring this up in my, when I'm talking to people, when I'm working with people, we do it in our accountability planner, things like that, is because one of the things that I think can be quite, it can get quite heavy sometimes, is personal development work. It's like people do personal development work and they think that that means that they have to sit and read, or that they have to, you know, do certain processes. You know, we've got our processes that we teach and that we do. But personal development work doesn't have to be, so it doesn't have to be cumbersome. It doesn't have to be heavy. It can be, you can access your human development, your personal development on a daily, weekly, monthly basis. And hedonism can be a really good way to get people into those different states of mind, right? Mm-hmm. So what are some of your suggestions so that, because that people can do on those daily, weekly, monthly basis to help them to help them with their own development. Does that make sense?
So for me, like this morning, we had a 7 o'clock scheduled appointment. And that means that I have to get up at about 5:30 in order to be able to get here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so in the morning, I will generally do all my physical activity, my PD work, I'll do all of that. And I have a time set for me to do that, right? Mm-hmm. Now, your PD work is not hedonistic. Your personal development work is not hedonistic. Your personal development work, so I'll just tell you how my personal PD work is for me. This morning, I didn't have time to get to the gym, do everything that
do
I do in the gym.
Do some of your normal stuff that you
do. Do everything that I do in the gym, do all the stuff that I do in there. I didn't get to do any of that. Mm-hmm. So right now, as I sit here, I feel this sense of I'm missing not doing it. I'm missing the feeling of accomplishment that I have done it that comes after I've done it.
Mm-hmm.
So after I've done it, I feel the sense of, that's great.
Mm-hmm.
At nighttime, I feel like I have my night with my kids. Tonight I won't have that. I'll have to go home, go to the gym, do my PD work, do all of that stuff. So therefore, I've less time with the kids. But when I get it done in the morning, I feel this sense of accomplishment, like I've set the day up correctly. Like, okay, I now know I can move into the day comfortable with myself, that I'm walking my walk and talking my talk. And that's really, that feeling for me is the pursuit of why I do PD work, because it's a pursuit of a sense of accomplishment.
Yeah, but I don't agree that PD work isn't hedonistic.
How is it hedonistic?
Because you can make your PD work hedonistic.
Give me an example.
You can if you think that you riding your bike isn't your personal development, then I think that's not correct. If you getting into your flow states even in some of your exercise and some of what you do on a daily basis, that gets you out of your head. So in that respect, it is hedonistic by your definition. Mm-hmm. So I think that for me, for personal development doesn't need to be I'm sitting down and I'm writing things on a piece of paper. Personal development for me is, or maybe human development, it might be a better way to talk about it, is doing things that that sometimes it's doing things that are in my head, but other times it's doing things that are out of my head, because in me doing those things, that helps me to step up and show up better as a human being. So, you know, even going to, like, even going to a festival, do you know what I mean, and dancing, that to me is like, that does not mean that I'm not working on myself. Me listening to cheesy 80s songs in the car sometimes does not mean that I'm not working on myself. That is what I'm doing to help me to step up and be more of me, to get out of my head. So I think in answering the question, what can we do like to make our personal development more fun, I think that some of those things are that is your personal development. Sometimes I will choose to listen to podcasts. You know, I love listening to podcasts. But there are times where I can't listen to a podcast. There are times where I know that I need to get out of that zone, that repetitive zone, and I have to go and do something different, you know, and listen mm-hmm. to something different. So I think your person, like, that's why we have it in the accountability planner, to register and to record things that you can do on a daily, weekly, monthly basis that really take you into a state of flow.
So, okay, so let me just poke around at that. So for me, hedonism is anything that gets me into a top-down position.
Mm-hmm.
Right. PD work is anything where I'm personally developing myself.
Yeah.
And I'm concentrating on a target, something I'm heading for, something I want to accomplish, something I want to see happen in my life.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the way I see personal development. But I understand what you're saying. I can see that personal development is also being able to, also includes hedonism, doing things that get you out of your mind and gets you into a top-down state. And my question is, in doing things like your mission statement, understanding your values, that working on that part of yourself, do you see that as a top-down thing?
No, not necessarily. That's what I'm saying. There are times where you do have to sit down and you're working on your mission, you're working on your values, you're working on those sorts of things. I don't necessarily mm-hmm. see as a top-down or hedonistic. But what and I agree with that. But then there are other elements of your personal development that do develop you personally, that do. That don't require you to sit down and do those things.
So do you see then that if you're doing that stuff with your values and your mission and everything, yeah, do you feel the process of going in and sitting down doing that brings you pleasure when you're sitting there and doing it?
Well, yes and no, depending on the state I'm in when I'm in the space to do that, yes. Okay. Yes and no. Sometimes yes, sometimes no.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you do some of these things because you feel like, you know, sometimes some of these things are non-negotiables. And sometimes when you're in a non-negotiable, they're not pleasureful doing them, or you don't have any emotion around doing them. You brush your teeth every day and you don't have emotion getting in and brushing your teeth. Sometimes you get in an ice bath and sometimes you want to do it, sometimes you don't want to do it. Mm-hmm. But you know you're doing that because it's getting you into that. It's assisting you down the track.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about purely hedonistic things that you can do
mm-hmm.
to help you to work on your PD, to help you. Because here's the thing, right? Some people say, I only ever do PD when the shit hits the fan.
Yeah.
Because they consider it heavy, because they think that, or not even heavy, but maybe
they're not enjoying it.
They're not enjoying it. It's hard work. So what I see is that you can do some hedonistic pursuits mm-hmm. that are going to fulfill you in such a way that they're going to help you to develop yourself as a person. It doesn't mean that you're sitting down doing your the grind. Does that make sense?
Yeah, and I think the reason I gave the first answer is because if we see it as hard work and as a grind, I'm saying that when I do it, I realize how I feel afterwards, that I've accomplished that. I've shown up, I've walked my walk, talked my talk, I've done the stuff that I've needed to do. And that sensation afterwards of how I feel when I've done that is what is important to me.
So then,
the question was, I only do it when shit hits the fan.
What can I do in small things? What small things can I do so that I can, in my daily life, that I can keep momentum?
So my answer to that is pursue the sensation that you feel after you've accomplished something. Stop and actually allow yourself to feel that sensation and allow yourself to feel how it sets your day up. And how it's like when we say to people, do the meditation exercise in STP. And then we say to them, do it for X amount of days and then stop for one day.
And notice what happens.
And notice what happens to you when you stop for one day. And then you'll realize, oh my God, the payoff. But people don't check into to the sensory payoff of doing their work.
Mm.
And therefore, therefore life sets them up and sets up shit situations so that they check into the sensory payoff again and sets up shit situations so they check into the sensory payoff again. So the key then is just to become addicted and pursue that sensory experience of accomplishment and like you've achieved something after you've done it.
So then in that case, wouldn't you be pursuing more hedonistic tasks to help you to get and have some of those things to help you to get some of that momentum?
100%. Yeah, yeah.
So you don't, that's what I'm saying, you don't, it doesn't have to be, like you do the things that you do because it that lights you up, mm-hmm. right? But you don't have to do all the things that you do. You can set it out to do it in your own way or in a different way so that you do feel lit up mm-hmm. when you are working on yourself. Don't you agree?
Yeah, but I think that people come to us because they want to know how we've done things and what is the systems that we follow. And our job has always been to create a system that makes things easy and to be able, if you stick to that system, we know what the outcomes are of the system. And so it would be wrong to convolute that and say, hey, don't read your mission, don't work on your values.
That's not what I'm saying.
No, I understand that. But I understand that that's not what you're saying. But what I don't want anybody to do is to think, oh, you know what, if I go and play tennis once a week, then that's, or if I go and run once a week, or if I go and ride once a week, then that's enough in terms of my PD or enough. There's certain things you have to understand that the mind has to be focused on an outcome. What is the outcome that you want? And be pursuing that outcome. And the best way I find to do that is to know what the target is and be moving towards that target and set yourself up to be able to handle the pressures that are going to occur as you move towards that target to getting what you want. So, I'm not saying that that's
I think
what you're
we've, we're on maybe on the same page, but not. But I don't feel like we're on, I don't feel like we've understood each other because I'm not saying that people shouldn't do those things. I'm saying, or the question is asking, what other things can people do to help them in their personal development? Don't take away from the fact that people, their mission statement isn't, and the mission statement does light people up. I mean, I know at the same time that there have been times where my mission statement hasn't, but that's okay because that guides me into adjusting it in such a way that it does light me up again. So, but sitting down and doing that is one element of your personal development. I'm talking about how do we include hedonism in your personal development so that we don't feel like it just has to be this and that this is the only thing. So that doesn't mean that we're not doing those things on a daily basis, and it doesn't mean we're not reading our mission statement daily. It doesn't mean we're not adjusting it regularly. It doesn't mean we're not working on our values or whatever else we're doing. But what are some of the other things that we can do on a daily basis that, not discounting this, but adding to this, that helps us with our PD, that's hedonistic for us? If you are not the sort of person that finds sitting and writing a hedonistic practice, and because it's a repetitive thing, it probably isn't based on what you've said. What else can we do to add to that, to give us the sensation that you're suggesting look at?
Yeah,
to get us out of our heads.
I think we are saying the same thing. I think that the answer to the first question is that if you don't pay attention to what you get, that sense of accomplishment after you've done your mission and done all the, read your mission and done your values work and done all that sort of stuff, and if you done your equilibrations, if you don't pay attention to the sensation of accomplishment, that really needs to be the pursuit. And then hedonism is, if you're going to do things that are going to take you into top down mode, and at the end of that thing you also feel that sense of accomplishment, then absolutely, they're the things that you need to be doing.
Mm.
But sometimes, I agree, sometimes just doing your mission without having any hedonistic view for your life is a very, very silly thing to do. Just doing a mission will fucking bore you.
Well, we want to encourage that that there's a way to, I suppose, yeah, that there's a way to, like, even, I don't know, you tell me, I don't do the ice baths. I do saunas regularly, but I don't do ice baths, right? Even with the ice bath, right, it's not necessarily, I don't know if you call it hedonistic, but it definitely gets you out of your head, right? Mm-hmm. And it's definitely something that you can do on a regular basis that doesn't involve you doing, say, your writing a mission or whatever. But what it does is it helps you to feel like you're on track, because mentally it gets you out of your head. It gets you in different states of being in your body, right? Mm-hmm. Would you agree? So if that's the case, people will add that into their routine because it's giving them something that some of the other stuff isn't. And that's all we're kind of saying, yeah. Isn't it? That
yeah, so just let me.
I don't know about the hedonistic. Okay. I don't know about ice baths being hedonistic.
Okay, yeah, let's just. I'll talk about the ice bath thing. What the ice bath thing does is it's physiologically very good for you.
Yeah.
So it's good for healing. It's good for you know, those brown blood cells those brown fat cells. It helps with. Add to whatever training and exercising that you're doing.
Yeah.
But what it also does, it really hardens your vigor. It hardens your ability to be able to sustain and keep your composure in a very intense situation. So it allows you to start to become familiar that when this is going on, just keep your composure.
Mental toughness, right?
Mental toughness. But yeah. When you get into an ice bath, you are very in your head.
Right.
Very, very. I'm very in my head when I get into an ice bath. My internal voice switches on and very calmly talks to me, says to me, you know, what are you doing? You can get out now. You only need to do 30 seconds. This is ridiculous. You know,
it's not a getting out of your head thing for you then.
No, but it shows me how my internal dialogue deals with things when I'm in high pressure situations. And that I have to understand, ignore that and sustain your composure and be able to handle the situation, because you're going to need to handle those situations.
So tell me then, so let's just go back. What can you do on a daily, a weekly, a monthly basis that's going to make your PD fun, or that's going to be more hedonistic, but it's also going to align with your personal development?
Like I said, you've got to be doing your work. So you've got to be reading your mission.
So aside from all of that, like, you don't class that as hedonistic. So aside from that, what can you do on a daily, weekly, monthly basis that's hedonistic, that's going to make
Okay. But you're saying that's going to make your PD more fun.
Yeah, because the hedonism is designed to make your human development, your personal development, more enjoyable in different ways.
Well, yeah, I think that it's designed to help you enjoy life more. Life, yeah. Right? So the things that I suggest are little things. So, you know, as we say in the diary, you know, one thing weekly and make that small. One thing fortnightly, make that a bit bigger than the one you do weekly. One thing monthly, make that a bit bigger than the one you do fortnightly. One thing quarterly, make that a bit bigger than the one you do monthly. And then have one really, I'll follow up that all the way through, and have one really big thing that you do every year that really is super hedonistic and takes you out of your mind.
So what have you got suggestions for those things?
I mean, you can do anything. You can, you know, bike riding, swimming, tennis, golf, you know, anything that archery is a really good one. Anything that just you have
jumping
to be very
plane.
Jumping out of a plane. Anything that you have to be very in the moment. You know, you have to pay attention. You have to be very in the moment, and you have to let go of everything and just be very present, and you know, be with your breath, and you know, anything that takes you into that state and gives you that sense of accomplishment.
Yeah.
Because we need to feel that we're accomplishing things.
Yeah.
You know, we need to feel that. Hey, I did good here, you know, and you know, we don't want any external thing doing that. You really want to internally build a relationship with the part of yourself that acknowledges you for the efforts that you're putting in.
Mm.
And those efforts need to be joyous at times. You know, they need to be things that are fun, and they're an experience.
Yeah.
You know, they're an experience that you're doing that allow you to feel something really magical.
You could talk about the difference between happiness and joy.
Mm-hmm.
And you're talking about, or we were having a discussion earlier about you saying that happiness is about chasing the dopamine.
Yeah.
And joy is having an experience, like almost internally, that like it's an chasing experiences of your own energy as such.
Yeah, so happiness, we now know, and we've known for a long time, but that happiness is the pursuit of a dopamine. And the more we chase happiness, it becomes an aggressive pursuit of a dopamine. And then what happens is that when we pursue that dopamine, it's a bit like a crack addict or a cocaine addict. The same dopamine is released when you snort a line or smoke a pipe or, you know, you smoke a joint or you have, experience MDMA. There's the same, you're pursuing that dopamine hit.
Mm-hmm.
And that dopamine hit has ramifications to it.
Mm.
You know, what goes up has to come down. And when you pursue happiness, which is, you know, a very popular thing amongst in the personal development work world and the human development world, where at the early stages people are doing it because they feel unhappy,
mm-hmm.
and they're trying to chase happiness. But the byproduct of chasing happiness is experiencing sadness.
Yeah.
And the degree to which you chase happiness is the exact degree to which you will afterwards experience sadness. So that aggressive pursuit of a dopamine has a cost,
mm-hmm.
where the pursuit of gratitude and joy and humility and love, that's not the pursuit of a dopamine. And when we're experiencing those experiences inside of ourselves, they, like any experience, all experiences are transient, lucid, they only last a short space in time. But when you experience gratitude and you know in that moment that you're not expecting at any moment in time that life is going to slam you or beat you up or ridicule you. And when you're in that state, that state of joy and gratitude, and when you you start to pursue that in your life and you're broadcasting that into your reality, you're going to create more experiences in your life that allow you to feel that sense of grace and gratitude and love, and that's very different to the pursuit of happiness.
Not trying to get a hit of chemical.
And you know, I find that when I'm doing things that are hedonistic, they don't make me happy. They don't make me happy. When I do things that are hedonistic, they make me feel full. They make me feel alive.
So this is why, Mitch, that you can't say that the hedonistic isn't a personal development. It doesn't just enhance your life. It enhances you as a person.
Yeah, I think one is more human development than personal development. For me, is sitting down and doing your work.
See, I don't agree with that, me personally. Okay. I think that personal development includes you sitting down and doing your work. There are definitely, because if you're not doing that, then you're deluding yourself that just playing a game of tennis is going to get you whatever, right? So 100% you have to do those pursuits. But one of the things that I like to do every day is dance, like just one song.
Mm-hmm.
3 minutes, 4 minutes, whatever. I put one song on and dance, right? To me, as much as it sounds cheesy, to me that brings me alive. It makes me feel like me.
Mm-hmm.
And that to me is like a personal development thing, because I'm doing something that is hedonistic, well, in the sense that in my view it's getting me out of my head. It's not getting me out of my head the same way that maybe your bike riding does or some of the other things that I might do, right? I get that. But I feel like it doesn't need to be those are the things that make me feel like me. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And I think that that can't not be classed as personal development.
Maybe it's just a matter of semantics, but the way I see personal development is I'm sitting down and I'm consciously developing my mind, I'm consciously developing, you know, I'm reading something, I'm listening to something, I'm developing the person that I am and my intellect and how I see things in terms of my mind. Where I think hedonism is really where I'm allowing my body to feel certain things, to actually get out of my mind and actually get into a top-down mode you know, and become, and I'm not in bottom up. It's not predictable what I am about to do. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, and I do understand that, but I think that that my understanding is that that actually, like, you think about how your bike riding has impacted you as a human being. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? Like how it, like you, since you have taken that up, how that impacts you in your own personal understanding of yourself, as well as how you go and relate to other people, because you've been able to do that. So to me, that that expression and that exercise of getting out of your head is it contributes to your personal development. Do you know what I mean? So there's another couple of questions that we might see if we can answer. So what role does mindset play in perceiving personal development activities as enjoyable rather than stressful? So I think you've kind of answered that question based on the fact that you're looking for the outcome. Mm-hmm. So you're not doing it because you think you have to do it. You're doing it because you know what it gives you. And I think that this is the same for all activities. Like, you know that the ice bath might have moments of stress, but it's enjoyable for the fact that you know what you get out of it. So even though it might have moments of feeling uncomfortable while you're in it, the what makes it enjoyable as opposed to stressful is the fact that you're choosing it. You're choosing to do it as because you love what it gives you, as a result, instead of choosing to do it as a punishment for not. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
So it's, I think that your mindset has to be understanding and clear about what your outcome's going to be, and knowing what, like, knowing what it gives you helps you to feel like you can create something enjoyable. Just like you saying, sitting and doing your actual mind work, when you're sitting and doing it, you know what it's going to give you.
Mm-hmm.
So in doing that, I think that you've got to, I think the mindset part of that is just understanding that it's that the outcome of it rather than the process.
Yeah. Because people, you know, we are, as humanoids and as humans, we have this, we don't want to get up in the morning and sit around and do nothing.
Mm.
That's not what we want to do. We know that that comes at a cost.
Yeah.
And but we want to get up and do things that are productive and allow us to feel as if we've accomplished and achieved something.
Mm.
And having a clear direction in terms of where you're going, you know, and being able to pay attention to the payoff, let alone afterwards when you've read your mission or done your work, but the other payoffs that occur as it starts to come together for you, and you start to see how life kicks in, and
how
starts,
your life is rolling out as a result.
It's rolling out as a result. And that's that. The pain really is in having the absence of that in your life.
Mm.
You know, that's what I see is...
That's where the there's more stress caused from that.
Yeah, because you feel as if life is not happening. Yeah. Things are not happening for you. And we make life happen, you know. Life doesn't happen to us. We make it happen.
Yeah.
And so really understanding that and really pushing to get, okay, there is a payoff for everything that we do.
Mm.
And there's a payoff for being congruent, and there's a payoff for being incongruent and not doing the things that we do. We know, nobody wants to wake up in the morning and just go outside and put their feet up and do nothing.
Mm.
They do. They might do it for an hour or two, but then they feel uneasy.
Yeah.
You know, what is that? What is that that makes us uneasy? What is that that makes us fucking, why can't I just sit here and fucking do nothing? You know, and...
Do you know what I think of when I think of that is when we were on the cruise in 2012 and Jack Canfield was, you know, Jack, I love Jack, he's very, but he's very... he's very caught in the 80s in some of the way he communicates things. Having said that, there was some stuff he said that was really good. And one thing that stuck with me is satisfaction is broken up into two words. The second part of that is action.
Yeah.
And the first part, the satis, means enough. So satisfaction comes from you taking enough action.
Right.
And I really loved that because it's that's exactly what you're saying. You can sit on... You can sit and relax, but you've got to feel like you've earned it. You're satisfied because you feel like I've taken enough action towards my outcomes, my dreams, my goals, my aspirations. You know what I mean? And or living my life. If you're doing that all of the time, it doesn't it doesn't resonate, it doesn't feel good, I don't feel satisfied. Okay, and then this next one here is how can one balance the need for deep, introspective personal development with lighter, more joyful activities, which I think also we've answered, which is just finding things that do light you up in that way, you know, to do weekly, monthly, daily, quarterly, whatever.
Yeah.
So that you can... But I think you have to find things that do that for you.
Mm-hmm.
Understanding that doing that written work is important, but then also, like I said, listening to music, doing things. Like you said just before that you've been listening to that jazz music.
Mm,
you've been putting it on in the house.
Mm-hmm.
Kids are arguing about it because they don't know about your taste in music and stuff like that. But that's part of what makes you live. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
What makes you human. So living into and stepping into those places where you can let go and have a bit of fun.
Mm-hmm.
And I've said we've got here as well, living out your PD work, doing fun things. So a lot of people focus on one way of doing PD, and I think that you can 100% incorporate some of those other activities just to lighten your day and make and understand that they do contribute to your overall development.
It's all about, at the end of the day, you know, the sensation of feeling connected and like you're on track and you're congruent and you're doing what you love, and that's and everybody gets on track and everybody falls off track. It's just fucking happens. I mean, there's nobody that is just apart from, I think, D Martini, there's nobody that is just fucking just continuously on that railroad.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
I'm sure he falls off track sometimes.
Sure.
Haven't seen him yet.
Yeah, he has a bad haircut, man.